Hey everybody, Mr. Fox here. There are a lot of really exciting things happening on Submisses and Husdom recently. With the addition of our new Discord channel for both Husdom and Submisses, we've been experiencing an influx of new members. With the holidays fast approaching and everything costing more and more recently, LK and I have decided to do just the opposite. We're going to offer a huge discount on Husdom and Submisses memberships. If you want to learn more about the discount, stay tuned until the very end of this podcast episode to learn more details about how you can take advantage of this limited offer.
Do you want to know a secret?
Secret.
Do you want to have a secret? A dirty little secret. A secret that you can build and share with your spouse? A secret that is so magical and so intimate in ways you could only imagine? Oh, come on. Wink, wink. You must be the smallest bit curious. Shh. Marriage has a sexy new secret.
Secret.
A relationship accessory of sorts. The secret fulfills the wife's needs for a deep emotional connection with her husband and the husband's desire for his wife's trust and respect. Come fall down the rabbit hole where Mr. Fox and I share our secrets. Our secrets, they'll inspire you to explore, create, and build sexual magic and better communication skills within your marriage. Let us take you on a journey that leads you both to what you desire, a sexy, successful marriage. So pick up that bottle that says, drink me, go ahead, toss it back. In other words, drink the Kool-Aid. We can give you all the edge without you or your marriage ever getting cut.
Down the hall we fall, but it's crazy what to fall. Two hearts without a plan in this wonderland.
Today's Voyeur's Glimpse. Greetings from Marriage's Wonderland resident Fox and Hare. I am Mr. Fox.
And this is LK.
Today, we are your host and hostess to your favorite flavor of erotic madness, married dominance and submission, aka marriage's sexiest secret.
Secret.
Are you ready to experience the chase into married dominance and submission? Come with us down the rabbit hole and into the fox's den.
Welcome to marriage's sexiest secret podcast. I'll take Voyeur's Glimpse for $500, Alex. Here are these whips and chains. That's your first hint for today's topic. Let me give you another clip, that is.
Lights, camera, action.
Can you guess it? I'll give you a minute. Da 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 da. Okay, well, I'll give it to you anyways. Today, we examine the erotic art of scening. In our communities this month, our theme is Scening September. Why Scening September? Well, September is actually Pleasure Your Mate Month. And my thought was, how do couples pleasure each other in this thing we do? Well, scening, of course. Today, our episode will be talking through the submissive's eyes. So there's your quick glimpse. That's all you get for now. You have to hang out a while longer to get the full Monty.
Everybody loves the full Monty. Or so I hear. Anyways, proceed.
Today we talk a bit about building a married dominance and submission scene. First, what's a scene? A scene is a scheduled and planned out time where a couple use BDSM activities that may or may not involve sexual intercourse. I know we all want it to, but sometimes it doesn't. So we'll begin with planning a scene. The key to a great scene is planning ahead together. In DSM, we suggest to married couples that they scene 2 times a month if it's possible. Pick your date, taking into consideration meds, hormones, and cycles. Begin to think about what you both want from your scene. What type of scene do you really want to do? There's different types of scenes. There's training scenes. And when I say training scenes, I mean like oral training, anal training, orgasm training, position training. Then there's impact scenes, spanking, using your hand, crop, flogging, caning, using multiples of those things. Then there's experience scenes. Those are the experience scenes where you want to try something new, like wax play, deep throat play, electro play. Then I have role play scenes, master slave, little princess daddy, animal and fuzzy play, pain play. Then we come to the type of training scene where you use shibari and rope. There are so many different types of scenes, but that's the general list. So your overall atmosphere, what does it look like? Think about your props, which are like furniture, tools. When I say tools, I mean things like rubber gloves, lubricants. Also, you could have toys, costumes you might use in your atmosphere. General atmosphere, like candles, scents, music. Then you think about aftercare. Where do we end the scene? In your bed? We've talked about submissive nests. Also, with the aftercare, we talk about the skincare, the lotions, rehydrating drinks, blankets, things that make you feel very comfortable and loved after you have a scene. So you're imagining and fantasizing what the scene will look and feel like for both of you. A happy submissive is one that's given things to do in preparation, am I right? But she doesn't want to plan the actual scene. She would like her sir to plan that actual scene. She wants to feel his dominance through the scene. Now, when I say those things, it's okay for a submissive to suggest in the pre-planning. Subs can always suggest and add to the scene, let their sirs know what their likes and dislikes and desires are. So to follow up, where does the scene start for the sub and dom? In the mind. The brain is the largest sex organ for a woman as well as men. Yes, guys, your brain is larger than your penis. When does a scene start? The scene starts the moment you schedule it or begin speaking about it. A quick rule of thumb with most things in BDSM is the 20-minute rule. Now, this is different for everyone. This is a very general rule. So use this as your standard time for clips, clamps. You don't want to cut off circulation to areas too long as it can kill the tissue and you could even lose a nipple. Also, when scening, stay in a certain play or position about the same amount of time. The body needs a little movement or flexing during sessions. Even when you're orgasming and you're sitting in a certain position, you keep trying, I think, to have that orgasm. But if it's not happening, if things are not happening in that scene, use that 20-minute rule. Sometimes it's even less for some women. Check in with your sir. Ask if you can move a little bit somehow so you can achieve the pleasure that he's trying to give you. There's never any shame in communication. So let's move on to ideas for scenes. Use your community, this community. Use submissives. Your sirs, use husdom. There's forums, there's groups and chats to get wonderful ideas. Use that search bar on submissives and husdom. There are more than 10 years of archived ideas in there. Read a book. Read fictional. Read non-fictional. Write down your ideas. Keep them in your journals. The husdoms can keep them in their little black books. Staying inspired is all about reading and learning from others. And if anything else, just go watch some good old porn together that will give you some ideas. But remember, porn is fictional. So let's talk a little bit about through the submissive's eyes. For a submissive, there is yet another key to great domination submission scene, knowing how to use and work your inner submissive. Learning how she responds to different stimulus is very important. Learning what's pleasing to your dominant is very important. Building a scene and performing is a true art. It is definitely a team sport, yet each person needs to study and grow in their roles. I love to think of it as producing a theater show. It takes both partners engaging in the role and doing their best to come out with a great production. It is very common that sometimes Mr. Fox and I will work on a scene repeatedly until it runs smooth. We discuss after every scene what worked and what did not. Taking that info, we apply it and make the scene better and better. Again, submissives, journal, husdoms, put it in your little black book. Your notes are golden, not only to your future scenes, but to keep a chronicle of your journey. Your scenes will start about an hour is about an appropriate time and quickly expand in time as you try more and more elements. I have to give a warning on the don't do's, okay? Never do drugs or drink before a scene for multiple reasons. The mind, well, you and your partner can lose control or have lack of control. Physically, drinking alcohol can make you bruise more easily. And when I say drink, some people do have a drink before they scene, a drink. There's not an issue with that, but always make sure you rehydrate after you play. I also say a 2-drink max, but I would say with that 2-drink max, drink 2 waters as well. But let's talk about the brief before the scene. Your dominant may want to start with a briefing. Briefing is an action of informing or instructing someone. Briefing can be in person or written in an email or given to the submissive at any point before the scene. You can discuss things in downtime as well. You know, it just depends on how much prep time is needed for the scene. Your dominant in the brief will tell you his wishes for the scene. This is when your sir will be very business. It's best at this point to understand that you are the object for his pleasure. What does his dom want? Don't be his wife at this point. Be his submissive. In the brief, he will list his expectations of his submissive, what he wishes his submissive to wear, and also will instruct the submissive on how to begin the scene, where she should start, where you are to be, how you are to be sitting or in a position, if you're allowed to verbalize or touch him. In the submissive's eyes, you read and make sure to understand every word that is spoken or written in this briefing. Make sure you give him all that's needed from you. If there's something in question, then you have to let him know before the scene, "Sir, may I ask?" These questions will clear doubts and misunderstandings and help the scene flow more smoothly. Do not assume anything. You ask ahead of time, and this will help your dominant in many ways. Always communicate, ask, and discuss. So when you're beginning the scene, the atmosphere, your sir will be setting atmosphere within the scene ahead of the time, picking the activities in the scene. They will put the tools and toys out that will be needed. As a submissive, you take this time to get the mindset you need. Meditate, stretch, you know, do some exercise before you get in the shower. Anything to keep your mind moving.
We have an exciting announcement today. Fox and Hare Floggers offer some of the finest floggers available. Handcrafted, luxurious floggers designed with purpose. Our floggers are much more than just beautiful. We've done extensive research on what attributes give a flogger maximum consistency and performance. Our mission is to provide the most pleasurable experience for both the top and the bottom. We provide this experience with only the finest products handcrafted in the USA. Our master craftsmen will also make custom floggers to your design specifications. Check out foxandhair.com and look for our Fox and Hair floggers. From the homepage, sign up for the Fox and Hair newsletter and receive a 10% discount code. Also, follow us on Instagram at foxandhair_.
So we talk about transition into the mindset of your roles. The beginning of the scene, this is a transition time into your role. You will be bonding and letting each other know that you're in this together. Your sir's chance to relax you a bit. It's a loving atmosphere at this point. Your sir will remind you of your safe words, red, yellow, green, or a word that you both have agreed on previously. Now, this is a general setup of how Mr. Fox and I usually do our scenes. Keep in mind, you can kind of pull from this what you want and what works for you, and then move it around if that's what you need. But usually we start with petting, bonding, and like verbal reminders. An option for the bonding, your dominant may want to use a brush or kind of braid your hair, pulling it back so it doesn't get in the way of the scene or get caught up in D-rings or whatever. You may want to sit and he may want to massage or slather you down in oil, softly touching you everywhere. The word softly. Your neck, your lower back, the inside of your thighs, behind your knees. Except he's not going to be putting any oil in those places that you want it the most. But it's nice that he may whisper some soft, caring words in your ears and reassure you that he will take care of you, asking you for your submission and your acceptance of giving it freely. Very important. Lastly, your sir will ask and remind you of your safe words, red, yellow, green, the word you have already agreed on. And then when you're really looking through the eyes of a submissive again, your butterflies or excitement are in, but they will start to settle. You will gain confidence knowing this is your job. This is what you're doing this for. You are his submissive. You're not looking at it as his wife or his girlfriend. You're gaining confidence in your submissives and knowing this is what you want. And he is about to take you under his hand and play you like a true instrument. You have to let go and let him enjoy you. Your body will begin to respond to his words and you will fall into him. The next step of the scene is prepping the body, warming the muscles and the mind, and getting those endorphins at the start. First prepping of the submissive skin. The Dom may have already oiled the skin, or you can do that now. Petting the sub-skin is essential, easily moving her and lightly directing her. Again, the key words are easily and lightly. The Dom wants to make the sub's muscle more pliable and flexible for what his scene demands. Bending her over, getting the sub's attention, always works for me. Getting her out of her head and back into the role of her job. So if you are having issues with that, let your sir know that you may be struggling, you're in your head, and him demanding certain things of you or making you bend really quick kind of will snap you back in. So as he does that, he's getting you out of your head. He begins to rub a little harder. His touch becomes a little more harsh. His sub's back, arms, and legs, he keeps rubbing them. As you are doing this, it begins to warm the skin. This is transitioning your mind. The Dom has to begin to let go of the love and move into his dominance. Grabbing the back of your neck or pulling at the base of your hair, which we all love that sensation. Wonderful sensation. If you've ever read a bit about skin and the reaction to impact or spanking, then you know it's very important before that you do any impact that you ready the skin. Readying the skin for play is done starting out light, then getting more vigorously rubbing, then cupping into soft pinching and tapping. Throwing something sharp in like a little slap, a little harsher handling in the combo here and there makes it exciting and is triggering you both into your roles, moving out of the loving and soft into the business of your role. The skin begins to react and both of you in your roles' minds, you begin to react and become your submissives and his husdom. The mind in the Dom is falling into his role as a dominant and now prepping the sub skin and triggering her endorphins to start moving her into the brain. And the female sub is creating her own lubrication that can be checked by the dominant. Then the next step, you go into symbolic bondage and initiating the implements. Having the sub kneel and symbolically placing the sub's wrists and ankle cuffs on and collar is where the Dom marks the change personally from being personal wife into objectifying his submissives. She is now bound to serve him in whatever way he wants or needs. It's a wonderful way to symbolize things. She can be kneeling, she can be standing, however the dominant likes. After cuffing and ownership has been taken, implements to initiate more sensation to the areas that will be used further or to trigger more endorphins into the brain. A Dom may ask his sub if she wants more endorphins, using his judgment if he wants her there or not. These additional steps will help make the scene more physically and mentally a successful experience. A Dom may use additional leather pieces as a hog tie, a leash, a rope, clips, clamps, tape. The list could go on and on. But always have a medical scissor ready for quick release. Removing a sense like vision will make the body more reactive, Blindfolding the submissive will make her skin more alert. It's the dominant's best friend, the blindfold. This blindfold gives the dom leniency on his organization and the sub her imagination of being in a scene in her head, the one that she's always read about and loved. Blindfolded, the sound of the Wanda vibrator, not where we want it, of course, will take the scene up a notch. The dom can begin the teasing by brushing against the tender nerve-ending areas with the wand, his fingers, even his cock. Verbally, the dom asks, "Do you want it?" Physically asking you to touch him or take him into your mouth. Licking, rubbing himself against your most sensitive part. Sadly, no penetration until you perform to his standards. He should be driving his sub's mind and body to the brink, making his sub more wanton, begging for his hand's attention. The nipples and the pressure points should be tugged on, stimulated in some way, working the sub easily into impact tools that is planned. Light taps with the crop, soft swats with a leather glove or paddle are good things to start with. Make the submissive beg for it. Now, in the submissive's eyes, the best thing to do when doing bondage is the trust you'd have in your dom. Don't struggle against the bondage. You can get hurt very easily by jerking or pulling too quickly. Use your safe words. If you need a dom to slow down, call yellow. But yellow is not red. Just slow the roll and check in with words. If ever triggered in a bad way, red out. Say red. It's a stop, discuss, and reschedule the scene at that point. Now let's get into application of impact implements. Now, impact play, the dominant will use any implement that he may tickle, vibrate, or strike you with. This includes his hand, a flogger, whip, crop, leather straps, canes. This type of activity is why it's so important to warm and prepare the skin. Always ask that your sir has practiced on something other than you lots before trying a new implement in a scene. Also, I'd recommend before using it in the scene, use it in playtime. Test it out. It's kind of like that example of getting those new pair of high heels you're going to wear to some event. And then you first time you wear them to the event, and then your feet are killing you and you have blisters for weeks afterwards. Same thing here. You don't want blisters. You don't want some type of surprise. You don't want to have to take it off because something bad happens. So always test it out. Use it in a little playtime before when you actually get something new. Now, with the swelling of tissues under the skin, the submissive will feel less and less of the impact and be able to take more and more intense impact as the session continues. Very important that the dom learns his submissive skin, what it looks like, and when it's had enough. The dom does this by always checking in. He can begin doing that by checking 1 to 10. Over time, he will begin to recognize his submissive telltales, even when she cannot. Now we've gone into impact, and now we're going to get into the good stuff, right? We're going to talk about intercourse and fucking. The dominant, when satisfied with giving his sub all he wants, he stops impact, takes her off any of the equipment, and moves his sub to a place to reward her. The dom should rub shoulders, make sure his sub is in good condition, as a good fucking is in order for all her hard work. The dom starts to unwind and become softer again. This is the frosting to the cake. Your sir will take his final orgasm from you and he will climax here. If my sir is still wound up, he'll put me on my stomach and explain that he wants a hard release and for me to completely submit to him and open up. He rides me until his release and he will slowly turn me over, giving me every release I need in a softer way. A kind dom will continue with a wand or whatever you need until he begins counting you down and out of the scene. I always feel a unique sadness when he tells me he's beginning the countdown. Then we get to the aftercare and debriefing, right? Aftercare. Whew, it's over. You get to relax a little bit. The care a dom takes of his sub's mind and body after a scene or session is aftercare. Also, he should not forget about his own care. A rehydrating drink, a warm blanket, and a small nap is appropriate for both parties after a scene. The dom may also apply any ointments to the skin that's needed. Who knows, you may come out of this with badges of honor. Your dom may even want to take pics of the rope marks or your body's badges of honor so he can remember the scene. Mr. Fox always lets me nap while he rehydrates and cleans up after the scene. I usually am up within 45 minutes and in the shower.
you may experience a little letdown, or some call subdrop. This subdrop is normal for a few hours. You know your body and mind. If it's lasting more than a day, I would say, then you may want to communicate that to your sir. And then if it goes on further, you can even take it to a therapist or to your doctor. It's always better to figure out that it's fine than it not end up being, you know, something that you definitely struggle with. Now, let's talk about the debrief. Once you're both feeling more yourselves, it is good to debrief or examine the scene. I advise you to do it sooner than later. You will remember the things that worked or the things that led up to those things that did not work. So it's very important that you both are honest with all your thoughts so the scene in play can even be more successful the next time around. Take notes in your journals and again, Husdom's little black books. It may also be good to write your feelings in a journal so you can track how you respond and grow in the scene. You will surprise yourself. A few final notes in the submissive thoughts. Your dominant will push and stretch you and your limits, but he won't break you. This is his job and his wish. You are to remember you're his tool to use to achieve his deepest and darkest desires. It is your job to help him receive the highest peaks. Both parties should be enjoying the play, having a wonderful time, exploring one another's minds and bodies. Are you thinking this dynamic could really work for you and your spouse? Things getting a little robotic or dull? Do you just need a little more spice in the bedroom or in your marriage? We invite you to visit submissives.com or husdom.com to find out more about marriage's sexiest secret and how to begin this journey.
Look, we also realize that we don't know everything. We're not the know-all, end-all of erotic art of scening or building a scene. So we'd love to hear what other people have to say about the topic. We'd like to keep it going. In order to do that, you could go to marriagessexiestsecret.com. At the top of the page, you can click on podcasts and then find this podcast episode. At the bottom of the podcast episode page, past all of the show notes, you'll see an area to leave comments. It would be great to hear from everyone. I'm sure we left some stuff out, or maybe we've forgotten a key element. Maybe there are a few things we haven't even considered before. Maybe something that we even got wrong. Leaving your comments is a great place to start that dialogue and let us know what you are thinking. So if you have something on your mind when you're done listening to this episode, please go to our website and leave us a comment. Now, if you enjoyed today's podcast and want more, subscribe to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating. While you're there, leave us some positive feedback. Let us know how we're actually doing. That goes a long way in our visibility. If that's not enough and you want it harder, follow us on all of our social media, which are linked at the bottom of this podcast episode's show notes. You never know what special offers you might see there. And finally, help us by spreading the word of marriage's sexiest secret by mentioning us to your married friends.
Until next time, goodbye from our wonderland. This is LK.
And Mr. Fox.
Reminding you that
our communities are the only place to learn in the bedroom and marital DSM. And the new leader-supporter dynamic.
Discover our method and live the dynamic. Marriage is sexiest secret, the ultimate marriage accessory.
All right, the time has finally come. Many of you have been listening until the very end of this podcast episode to learn more about the amazing offer to become part of our Married Dominance and Submission Societies. For a limited time, receive 40% off the Husdom membership. This discount applies to both the monthly and the annual membership. For the submissives, for the very first time, we are going to offer a monthly payment option and give 40% off of that membership as well. The offer only gets better. These discounts will not expire upon renewal. As long as you maintain your membership level, you will only pay this seriously reduced amount until cancellation. In order to take advantage of this incredible limited offer, you have to do one simple thing. Give Marriage's Sexiest Secret podcast a 5-star rating along with positive feedback. Take a screenshot of this and email it to support@husdom.com. If by chance your podcast app doesn't allow for feedback or reviews, visit our website, marriagessexiestsecret.com/podcast. Toward the top of the page, you'll see a gold review button. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to chatting with you on Discord and in our Married Dominance and Submission communities.